Shalom Avracha, Bez Hashem, continue with Tehillim Life, Lesson Shin, with 37, Mizmor Yates, Part 2. In the previous year, we discussed how a person come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by looking at the Bria. We said over the Rambam, and we also mentioned a person even greater than the luminaries of the sun and the lights and the stars that are out there is the Torah itself, the Torah HaKadosh. When the person delves into the Torah, he can come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Maral share with the Siyad Shemaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrate everything that I give. The Maral explains this Perek, the same Perek that we're up to now, from Perek Ches and on. You can listen to that share to get an explanation from the Maral on this Perek. Now we're going to focus on three parts of this Perek. We're going to see some depth to the Psukim from Rav Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Arizal. We're going to discuss how the Torah HaKadosh is Tamim, is pure, and Pekudei Asher Mishar Misam Chilev. The Torah gladdens the heart. The Torah makes a person happy. And then we're going to go to the last pasuk of this perek. It's possible we'll continue with this chapter in other shirim as well. But I want to share with you something that is so beautifully powerful that we all have to be aware of, to apply to our davening. In the pasuk Yihyu Lirotzen Imrei Fi, the pasuk which we end our Shmoyne Esrei three times a day, every single day with. We first begin with the words of Rav Chaim Vital, and the pasuk tells us, Yoim liyoim yabia oimer, v'layla lilayla yichave das. So the basic translation is that day to day, one day comes and his mechadeshes becomes new, and the light of the sun and its rays are shining, Yabiyo Omer will cause the Briyos to come give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'layla l'layla, and the light of the sun, when it sets, oh, now the stars come out, will also be a source for the creations down here, Hashem's creations down here, which means us, to also praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the Pashat Pshat translation of the words. Rav Chaim Vital tells us a little deeper of what's going on, that these are malachim. These are malachim, these are angels that are appointed throughout the 7 days of the week. And these angels will testify on what the person says and what the person does. Gam hem yabiyu lemaylo ve'yidu al ho'imer hayoytzi mipi b'nei odom. Im toiv im ra. These malachim, lailo lailo yichave das. This is a reference to malachim, that the malachim will take the words as Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Koheles, ki oif hashemayim yoylich es hakol. There's an oif, there's a bird in the heavens that will take the voice up to Hashem. What is this bird of the heavens? Explains Rav Chaim Vital. This is referring to our pasuk over here, Laila lelaila yichave das, that these are the malachim. And the malachim are listening to what we're saying, and will take those words that we say and bring it up to Hashem. And when the person has chidushi Torah, when the person learns Torah throughout the day, these are the words that the malach brings up to Hashem. But Rav Chaim Vital says something even more. Ki hem chelkoi sheloi, shiniten loi b'sinai kinoida. Every single person has a chelik in Torah. Every single person has a unique, specific chelik, a portion that is only his and not someone else's. The same way it's said over that there's no two snowflakes alike, and each person's fingerprint is different than the next. So to each person was given a chelik of the Torah. And that's his Torah to bring up to Shemayim. Someone recently showed me a picture of the kever of Rameir Zlatowitz. It's actually his Rebbetzin just passed away. And I just saw the picture last week of Rameir Zlatowitz. And I was thinking to myself, it's unbelievable what this man accomplished with Art Scroll. Changed the face of learning forever for how many countless people. And now let's think of Rav Meir Shapiro. Rav Meir Shapiro, as we know, the founder of Daf Yomi. But the credit, the famous story, is not just by him. When he was asked why, where did he get this idea from to start a daf every day, and the next day a new daf, he said it came from his mother. Because one day, when his Malamed, the Rebbe, couldn't come, he saw his mother crying, and he thought it's because they didn't have money to pay him. And that wasn't the reason. And his mother was crying because of the Torah that was not going to be learned that day. And it inspired him as a little child so much. The Avas Hashem that his mother had for Limud HaTorah. And that's where he got this idea from for Daf Yomi. So if we connect the dots back to every single person that learns Daf Yomi, that ever did and ever will, it goes back to the schus of his saintly mother. This is another chelik, what Rav Chaim Vital is telling us. Every single person has a chelik in Torah, in encouraging and supporting, in limra Torah. Laila lelaila yichave das. The malachim will bring it up to Shemayim and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what that person said today. The Torah of the person was mechadish. However, what happens if the person didn't have a day of learning? Look at Pasuk Dalet. The Pasuk says it very clearly. What happens if there's no learning that day? The Malach goes up to Shemayim. And what does he say? Ein Oimer. If Ein Dvorim, Beli Nishma. There's nothing to be said. Beli Nishma Koilam. Ein Oimer, Ein Dvorim, Beli Nishma Koilam. Nothing can be said. The person didn't learn. The Malach is the secretary. The Malach is repeating that which the person said that day. And unfortunately, if the person didn't say something because he didn't connect himself to Limud HaTorah, the Malach has nothing to say. This is the Chidushin from Rav Chaim Vital on our Perek. Yoim liyoim yabio oimer. There's an oif, Hashemayim, the bird of the heavens, which is the Malach, that goes up and tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu what was said down here. Im letoiv, im lera. Whether we said good things or we didn't say nice things. Whether we have chidushim, or is it ein oimer v'ein dvarim b'li nishma koilam, or is it a situation where the malach cannot repeat anything over because there wasn't any Torah learned that day? This is step one. Step one is that each and every one of us have that chilek, have a unique connection to limra Torah. A person should never think and feel, everyone's learning out there, oh, there's so many people out there, what does little me have to do with it? Imagine if the mother of Rav Meir Shapiro felt the same way as well. Okay, so the Rebbe can't come today, he'll come tomorrow, what's the big deal? Today you have a day off. Imagine a world without people learning Daf Yomi. And I'm not here to promote Limud Daf Yomi. And it might not be the best thing for everybody to learn Daf Yomi. But you know how many lives were changed and how much Torah was brought into the world because of Daf Yomi? Rameir Zlatowicz, imagine if he didn't push himself forward and they had tremendous amounts of hurdles throughout those decades. Imagine if he didn't push himself forward. I personally saw numerous people approach Nathan Sherman, Shlita, and I saw with my own eyes. They went over to him and they said, you changed my life. Because now that you opened up the art scroll to someone like me, the Gemara to someone like me with the art scroll, I was able to learn. Malach takes this up to Shemayim and says to Hashem, Hashem, they're singing your praise. And each and every one of us have our own chilek that we should never let go of and stride, go forward with it. That's step number one. Next. Torah Hashem Temima Mishivas Nafesh Eidus Hashem Ne'emono Machkimas Pesi. The Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pure, is Tomim, Mishivas Nafesh. It reinvigorates a person. It gives a person a feeling of satisfaction, of completeness, because of the Torah, which is complete, is tamim, is complete. When a person connects to the Torah, he becomes complete. But not only that, Pekudi Hashem Yishar Misamchei Leif. The Torah makes a person besimcha. The Torah makes a person happy. Which leads me to a very fabulous story of a Yid in Yerushalayim. A great Talmud Chacham who unfortunately became sick with Alzheimer's disease, and it really took a major toll on him to the point where he didn't know anyone. He didn't recognize his children, his family members, nothing. His learning, everything was a dark, dark nothing. One of his grandchildren were getting married. And the family members asked the doctors if there's any benefit to bring him to the wedding. The doctor said he will not know anyone at the wedding. There's really no reason to bring him to the wedding. He won't appreciate it. He won't understand that his grandchild's getting married. Then the doctor told them about an experimental drug that would allow a patient the ability to regain awareness of his family members, of his life, of his memory for a short period of time. But there were side effects. But if he would take this and it would work, he would appreciate his grandchild's chasna. The family members spoke to Gedolim, they discussed with other medical professionals, and they decided that they're going to try this experimental drug to enable the grandfather to come and appreciate and enjoy his grandchild's chasna. So a little before the chasna, they gave him the medicine, and it started to work. He started recognizing his children and his grandchildren, and they were making the plans and preparations for him to attend the chasna. But the man himself realized that his time is very limited. He doesn't know when his memory will be gone once again. And he asked for one thing. And this is a true story. He asked for one thing. He asked for his Gemara. And for the next 15 hours straight, he did not let go of his Gemara, and he learned, and he never went to his grandchild's chasna. And the grandchildren and the children, they understood. That's what his simcha was. That's what he wanted. And then slowly, after this time of this medicine was up, it went back to the dark world that he was in before. But for 15 hours straight, he appreciated this gift that Hashem gave him back. Toiras Hashem Timima Mishivas Nafesh. It reinvigorated him. Pekudi Hashem Yisharim Esamche Leiv. It gave him the Simcha. Simcha Sachayim. With a story like this, we should be inspired to appreciate what it means to learn Torah. When it was taken away from him, literally, he wasn't able to learn. He didn't understand anything. This is the beauty of a person who appreciated this opportunity that was given back, a second chance of Limud HaTorah. We now turn to the last pasuk, a very famous pasuk. It's one of those psukim that you say is one of the most famous psukim that we recite on a regular basis. Yihyu l'rotzon imrei fi. We daven to Hashem that the words that we just finished saying, davening to Him, should be accepted. Imrei fi, the words of my mouth, fi mouth, vehegyoin, and the thoughts of libi, of my heart, of my mind. that I was not able to express with my words should be accepted by you. V'hegin libi lefenecha Hashem tzuri. You are my tzur. You created me. You fashioned me. V'goyali. And you take me away from my troubles. You redeem me from my difficult situations. We all know we end Shemoneh Esrei with these words. A little background. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that originally Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of Tehillim were one perek. And originally we know Shmoneh Esrei was Kishem Kahu, it was 18 brachas. And there's a specific relationship between Tefillah and Tehillim, that the Tefillah was the 18 brachas, and this pasuk was at the end of the of chapter 18, because Perek Aleph and Perek 1 and Perek 2, chapter 1 and chapter 2 were one Perek. But then later on, when they added, around 500 years later, V'lam al Shinim, a 19th bracha, they added a 19th bracha, they then decided that there has to be this correlation between the first, now 19 prakim, mizmoirim, of Tehillim as well, and they divided Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, the two prakim, which is the order we have today. And once again, at the end of the now 19th chapter of Tehillim, Mizmor Yutes, corresponding to the 19th bracha at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, after all the brachas, we have Yehiyu L'rotzen Imrei Fi, V'heg yon libi lefanecho, Hashem suri v'goyali. I want to share with you a question from the Chida on this pasuk, and the answer the Chida gives is as good as the question. The Medrash tells us that David HaMelech, famous Medrash, David HaMelech davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Sefer Tehillim should be viewed like Torah itself. Like one who recites Tehillim should be like Torah, like a person who's learning Negoyim ve'Ohalois. Very hard Mesechtas. Ask the Chida, why does David HaMelech have to daven to Hashem and ask Hashem that Tehillim should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by everyone, as that it's like he's learning Torah? Why is this? Tehillim was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Of course, it's on a great madrega. It's written by Ruach HaKodesh. That's the question. And the answer, he says, is as follows. A person can have the superficial reading of Tehillim. And if you ask somebody, what does Tehillim primarily talk about? And you find David HaMelech is thanking Hashem for saving him from this battle, from these enemies, from these wars. He's running from this person, from Avshalom, and from Shaul HaMelech. It seems like it's all about wars. Al iski oivav u'milchamoysov. And the person won't understand the depth of the soidos, of the secrets that are hidden inside the words of the Tehillim. Maybe similar to what you said over from Rav Chaim Vital a few minutes ago. So that's why David Melech davened, Shehoimer, that one who recites Tehillim should be like he's involved in Talmud Torah. Shehoimer mizmeir of Yuloi Schar should have a reward, Ka'isik ben Egoim v'Olois. This is what David Melech davened. And that's the words, Yehiyu L'rotzen Imrei Fi. It should be accepted by you, Hashem, the words of my mouth. B'shegam says the Chida, Imrei Fi Heim Al Milchamoisai V'Oivai, even though the words of my mouth seem to be talking about my enemies and my wars that I fought. Im Koze Yehiyu L'rotzen, it should be accepted by you, Hashem. V'hegyon Libi Shiedati Asoidois. Zayoyel Shiulerotzi. because there are soidai secrets back hidden inside the words of Tehillim. We end every Shemoneh Esrei with these beautiful words. And the Sfarim bring down that if a person didn't have Kavana throughout his whole entire Shemoneh Esrei, just like Chazal tell us, Afilu cherev chodom unachas al savar shalodom, even if there's a sharp sword, Rachman letzlon, on the neck of a person, don't give up hope, don't be mayayish. If a person davened every single brach of Shemoneh Esrei without kavana, without any kavana, and now he comes to these words, Yiyu lirotzen imrei fi, vehegyoin libi lefanecha, it should be pleasing by you, Hashem, and the words I weren't able to express with my mouth, they were only my thoughts, or my thoughts weren't even with you. You, I turn to you, Hashem, to redeem me and accept my tefillah anyway. And the Svarim tell us that the tefillah can be elevated as if he had kavana throughout his davening. That's why it's so extremely important to never give up with kavana. Never give up with your davening. Say these words. Make sure you say these words very clearly, slowly, and focus. You, lirotzoin imrei fi, you daven to Hashem. You, lirotzoin, it should be accepted, pleasing by Hashem. Imrei fi, the words of my mouth. Vehegyon libi lifanecha, and the words of my thoughts that I was not able to express. Hashem tsuri v'goyali. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Sefer called Seder Hayoyim. One of the early Achroinim, late Rishonim, early Achroinim. And he tells us that one who says this Pasuk with Kavana, it's very mesugal for his tefillah to be accepted. And he says, Tchiloso Yud, V'soifo Yud. The beginning of this Pasuk begins with the letter Yud, and the end, the last letter, also ends with the letter Yud. And there are 10 words in this Pasuk, and a total of 42 letters. He says perhaps the 42 letters correspond to the 42 letters of Hashem's name. Lachain says the Sefer Seder Hayoyim, Tzorich lo'omroi benachas, one has to say these words, benachas, slowly, properly, ulechavin boy, elu hainyonim v'yoyil harbe lekabolis tfilos eshetalo lemokam harotzin, and it will help tremendously for a person's tfilos to go up to Shemayim. V'lo yoshuv reikom, and he ends v'lo yoshuv reikom, and the person, his tfilos will not go empty-handed. At the end of a Shemoneh Esrei, of 19 brachos, sometimes the person's at the end, already he just zips through it. L'kai netzosh, just zips through it. He lost him. We see over here what we're dealing with. We have so much power, even at the last end. Hold on to it. Hold on to your Shemoneh Esrei. Even if you didn't have the best kavana throughout the whole entire davening, you still have a chance. Yiyu lirotzen imrei fi, vehegyon libi lefanecha, Hashem tsuri v'goyali. Just to review some main points we spoke about. Every single person has a chelik in Torah. Every single person, Hashem wants to hear what the person's saying. Hashem wants to listen to what you're doing. The oif Hashemayim, the malach, laila l'laila chavadas, is bringing it up to Hashem. Everything you did throughout the day. But if there's no Torah, ein oim vein dvarim, we want to make sure that's not the case. Then we said over a powerful story of a Yid who took this opportunity to relive life once again in 15 hours straight. He didn't attend his grandchild's chasna when they gave him this other opportunity. And he learned before his world went dark once again. And then we conclude over here with Yehi L'rotzonim Refi V'Hegyon Libi L'fanecha. We should take these lessons to heart. We should all be zoich that all of our tefillah should be answered, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that we have the power to make a difference. Thank you for listening.